speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, June the 3rd, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at President Trump. He's now in the UK. A lot of fireworks going back and forth in social media. It's kind of interesting, more than anything, to see how it is being reported in the UK and to see the bias that is there by the media against President Trump. But of course, as he's talking about Nigel Farage, Nigel Farage's party has now jumped to the top for parliamentary elections. If parliamentary elections were held today, the latest poll shows that they would have an overwhelming lead over the second place Labour Party, and the Tory Party would be collapsing into third place, very distant third place. And so that's one of the reasons, apparently, that Theresa May does not want Nigel Farage to meet with President Trump. So it'll be interesting to see if the meeting that Trump and Farage would like to have happen along with Boris Johnson, see if that will happen or not. We're also going to take a look at the NSA, the CIA, and what is going on with Julian Assange, who, of course, is languishing in a British prison. Will President Trump talk to Theresa May about the foreign collusion that was the London-Langley axis that tried to overthrow our election, tried to overthrow President Trump, tried to stage a coup there? Will he ask her about that? Be very interesting for him to ask her about all of these connections that London has with the people that now the Justice Department is starting to investigate. Finally, here in the United States, we'll need to investigate the connection of Theresa May with that. It'd be interesting to see if, to be a little fly on the wall. I'm sure he's not going to do that publicly. I'm sure he's probably not even going to ask her about her collusion with Nikki Haley in terms of trying to set up a false flag with the Skripal poisoning so they could get us involved deeper in a Syrian war. I don't know if President Trump even is aware of that and how rigged that whole process was. But nevertheless, he is there in the UK today. We'll be looking at what's going on with Julian Assange, the back and forth there. We see that there are some charges that are not going to be brought against WikiLeaks. That'll be very interesting to take a look at why some charges are not going to be brought against him. They really have reached to reach very far into a very absurd way to try to entrap him. And yet some of the things that you would think, obviously, well, if they're going to do X and they're going to go to such ridiculous extremes to try to make a case to indict him for these 17 espionage charges, you'd think that maybe they'd come after him for Vault 7, but they're not. Vault 7, the manual that leaked the tactics and the tools that the CIA and the NSA were using to engage in criminal activity. And, of course, that toolkit has been used to basically shut down the city of Baltimore. So they don't want to go there. We're also going to take a look at what is happening in terms of antitrust. Of course, that is the kind of the antiquated, I think most people understand still, but maybe they'll have to explain AOC, but most people understand antitrust is about anti-monopoly. But it really is kind of an antiquated way of looking at this. And quite frankly, I don't think, and I'll tell you why coming up in this broadcast, I don't think that as much as I like to see the Department of Justice going after these people, I don't think that antitrust is going to stop them. The FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, took a look at Google back in 2013, said, nah, we're not too interested. Of course, that was the Obama administration. It's a different day now under Attorney General Barr. Nevertheless, that is going to have to run through the court system. Yes, the slow-moving court system. And if President Trump doesn't do something about this, Google, Twitter, Facebook are going to rig this next election in a big way. No doubt about it. They ought to start with the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission. Look at what they just did 2 years ago. They need to pull in the First Amendment. There is no time to be wasted on this. This is moving too quickly to try to grind this through the courts. But we'll talk about that and the extreme vetting and doxing of Americans that has now begun. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, June 3rd, year of our Lord 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at President Trump in the UK. He's already there, of course, the time being earlier there than it is here. We're going to take a look at the reactions. We're going to take a look with an update as to what has happened now after the Brexit election. We had Nigel Farage saying that he hoped that he could turn the overwhelming popularity of the Brexit Party in this last EU election, because what they were voting on, of course, was members of the European Union Parliament. He said, you know, he hoped that they could take that popularity and move it over to parliamentary elections to see who's going to govern the UK. After working to try to get the UK its sovereignty back. And it appears that that is working very well. Meanwhile, we have Theresa May, who's trying to block President Trump from meeting with Nigel Farage. We'll see if that's going to happen or not. We'll also talk about antitrust regulations. Yes, the moves began late on Friday night. The Wall Street Journal reported that the Justice Department said they were going to move against Google with some antitrust regulation. What are the chances of success for that? Will it be enough? Will it be fast enough? That really is the question that I have in my mind. So we'll be taking a look at that as we'll take a look at more and more extreme vetting and doxing of Americans. This is really, that's the key issue, I think, is the fact that we're going at this obliquely. Yes, they are large. Yes, they have a monopoly. And instead of trying to break up this monopoly on a long, slow legal process, we need to recognize the fact that they have a monopoly of the public square, the digital public square. And they were even saying that last week, bragging about that. Facebook talking again about how they are the public square. And we need to understand the implications of that for free speech and for free elections. And so I'd much rather see the FEC coming after them, the Federal Elections Commission, than even the Department of Justice. And if the Department of Justice is going to come after them, I would like to see them come after them for violations of our civil liberties, especially free speech, because that's really what they're doing. We'll get to that in a moment. Real quickly, I just want to give an update on some news. You know, we have Disney has now joined Netflix, saying we've got to boycott Georgia. Okay, we'll talk about that coming up. But Alabama, you would think they would come after Alabama too. Well, Alabama hasn't been showering cash on Disney and Hollywood studios. It's amazing how much subsidy these movie companies have been given by the state of Georgia. And so now they feel, since they have been showered with money, that of course, hey, you like us. You really like us, like Sally Fields would say, right? So we should be able to tell you what you should and shouldn't do. And of course, the hypocrisy behind it is absolutely stunning as they move film production to countries where women are treated less than human, etc. Yeah, they want to stand up for women's rights there. Well, you might want to stand up for women's rights in the countries that you're going to, unless your subsidy there is maybe bigger and you're just using this to virtue signal. But it would be a net positive for Georgia to get rid of Disney and these Hollywood studios that are robbing the taxpayers there and then demanding that they kill babies. Disney demanding that babies be killed. But let's take a look at Alabama. You know, they're not doing it there in Alabama, as I said, because Alabama is not throwing buckets of cash at big Hollywood hypocrites. Yeah, they are hypocrites. Quite frankly, literally hypocrites. You understand the etymology of that word, hypocrite? It came from the Greek word, talking about people who are stage actors. It's like, you're a hypocrite. You're just acting like you're this or that, and you're not really that, right? Well, that's what these people do for a living, and they do it quite well. And the studios are hypocrites as well. So we've got in Alabama, again, where we also have legislation that was passed. It was even stricter than Georgia's, and they're not talking about that because there's not a film industry in Alabama. You know what's in Alabama? The leading edge of the fight for life and liberty. Not only did they come out with a hardcore bill to oppose infanticide in Alabama, but listen to some of these other things that are happening there in Alabama. Alabama passes a new transparency requirement for civil asset forfeiture. And they have just passed on Thursday a bill, and it passed both the Alabama House and the Senate unanimously. This is something that Democrats and Republicans agree with in Alabama. Stop the government acting like thieves, like highway robbers in the name of the war on drugs, which, of course, there is no constitutional authority for. They didn't pass a constitutional amendment to prohibit any of these drugs that they're prohibiting, marijuana or anything else. They passed a constitutional. We have three constitutional amendments that tell you that there is no constitutional authority for the war on drugs. That's why I talk about this so much, because it is such an affront to the rule of law and to our basic God-given rights. We had the 10th Amendment, which said if you don't have the authority, then specifically given to you, you don't have it. That authority is retained by the states. And in respect for the 10th Amendment, when they wanted to prohibit alcohol, they passed the 18th Amendment. And then when they wanted to get rid of the alcohol prohibition, they passed the 21st Amendment. So we have three constitutional amendments where everybody understood there is no authority for the DEA or the FDA to prohibit the use of any drug. That is not something the federal government can do. State governments could do it if they wanted to. The state governments have, through legislation by the legislatures as well as referenda by the people, they have overruled that unconstitutional overreach by the federal government. And one of the corruptions that came out of the war on drugs, of course, is civil asset forfeiture. There's nothing civil about it. It really is a criminal act. You know, they're accusing you, implying you of a criminal act, in essence, by taking your property. But they're getting rid of the due process. They take the car, they take the house, they take the cash, maybe they take the gun and do the due process later. Remember when President Trump said that? That's not the way it works under the Constitution. You don't punish somebody and then do the due process later. That's why they call it civil. They want to pretend that it's not a criminal offense, that it is a violation of regulatory law. And under regulatory law, you don't have any presumption of innocence. You don't have any due process. That's what began with the IRS. And now all of these agencies have taken that tactic. And so the whole thing is a lie. It's not civil, and it's not forfeiture. It's theft. It is criminal theft, and the criminals are the government. And so the Alabama legislature passed, again, House and Senate, both of them unanimous, and said the police departments and the district attorneys who are getting rich off of what they steal from the people without even charging them with a crime. You know what they charge a crime? They charge the property with a crime. They never even charge the people with a crime. It's the U.S. government versus Learjet, serial number, blah, 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 or, you know, Ford Bronco, vehicle identification number, this. So they have said you're going to have to, if you're a police department looting people, if you're highway robbers looting people, their cars, without due process, or district attorneys, you're going to have to report how much property you seize, how much of your budget comes from stealing. That's a great law, and it passed again unanimously, Democrats and Republicans, and so they expect the governor there to sign that. And, of course, also in Alabama, conservative Alabama, Alabama has planted, according to Alabama.com, AL.com, has planted its first legal hemp crop this century. This century. Hemp was always legal. Hemp does not get you high. Hemp was used, and actually, you can see the Hemp for Victory movies that were done during World War II. George Washington grew hemp. Again, it has no THC. You cannot get high off of this. This might give you a clue as to the financial interests that are behind the war on drugs. That's really what it's about. Good for Alabama. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
Recent studies and reports have shown that pipes and plumbing are getting clogged and backed up with human waste and debris. This is from people flushing things that aren't meant to be flushed, like baby wipes and feminine products and safe sex products. And so this is resulting in pipes being backed up and clogged. Well, just like plumbing gets clogged and just like pipes get clogged, the human body gets clogged just like that. And you may be experiencing backup too. So if you want some relief, some explosive relief, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Oxy Powder. But let me warn you, this stuff is no joke. If you're experiencing some cloggage, some backup of your own, Oxy Powder from InfoWarsStore.com will clear it out. Guaranteed. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take care of your clogged plumbing with Oxy Powder.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com. It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm
Welcome back. Let's take a look at President Trump in the UK. And of course, he was already involved in an escalating controversy by the time he landed. It's interesting the way this is presented by the establishment news. They make it seem as if President Trump is the instigator of this, and yet he isn't. The person who instigated this is London Mayor Sadiq Khan. But here's the headlines on Yahoo. Donald Trump welcomed by the Queen of Buckingham Palace for a three-day state visit. And then we look at the rest of the article, and it talks about how Mr. Trump began his visit on a controversial note, calling Sadiq Khan a stone-cold loser just minutes before he landed in the UK. Oh, so he initiated the attack, according to Yahoo? They completely leave out the fact that Sadiq Khan had penned an op-ed piece in the papers there as President Trump was on his way, just railing against President Trump, calling him a global threat, calling Nigel Farage and populist leaders in Italy and in Hungary and other places, calling them fascists, saying that President Trump shouldn't be allowed in the country. So that was the op-ed piece that Sadiq Khan did, and President Trump was responding to that. He saw that on the way over on Air Force One, and he tweeted out while he's on Air Force One that Khan had done a terrible job as mayor, that he was foolishly nasty to him, called him a stone-cold loser. But the worst insult that President Trump had for Sadiq Khan was to compare him to de Blasio. The mayor of New York City. You couldn't have a worse insult. I'm not even sure that the people in England, in the UK, or even Sadiq Khan realize what an insult it is to be compared to de Blasio. De Blasio, who, as he announced his run for the presidency, was routinely mocked by everybody in his own city, in New York City. So he doesn't realize just how much of an insult that was. But of course, as I point out, Yahoo doesn't talk about the fact that Sadiq Khan started the food fight or the Twitter fight or whatever by lobbing these insults and these labels of fascist and so forth at President Trump and at other people that he disagreed with. This kind of vilification, this kind of hate that began with Sadiq Khan, but Yahoo makes it all coming from President Trump. He said, Khan reminds me very much of our very dumb and incompetent mayor of New York City, de Blasio, who has done a terrible job, only half his height. Oh, well, okay, he's making fun of the height of Sadiq Khan. They double down on that as well. Is there anything that President Trump, any, you know, distinction that he could have made about Sadiq Khan that they wouldn't have come after President Trump? If he talked about their appearance, if he talked about their ethnicity or whatever. Oh, he's just like de Blasio, except fill in the blank. And it is striking because Sadiq Khan is very short and de Blasio is very tall. But we're not allowed to do that. We're making fun of short people, say the media. President Trump. Well, he said, a spokesperson for Sadiq Khan said, this is much more serious than childish insults, which should be beneath the President of the United States, as if Sadiq Khan isn't virtue signaling with his op-ed piece, as if he didn't do it first, as if he isn't looking for the international attention that he's going to get by signaling to the establishment that they should have him at the next Bilderberg meeting. You know, I'm with you guys, and everybody is recognizing me as the spokesperson for the Never Trump faction. So that was what's really behind it. And so now they pretend that they are so offended by all of this. And the very first bullet item that Yahoo has there, President Trump, his arrival has already been marked by a series of fiery statements in which he, number one, mocked London Mayor Sadiq Khan for being short. Yeah. No, he mocked him actually for being de Blasio. that's the worst insult you could give somebody. Again, The Hill does the same thing. Trump calls London Mayor Sadiq Khan Bill de Blasio's twin, quote, except shorter. And they point out, well, you know, de Blasio is 6.5 feet tall. He's very tall. Taller than President Trump. And Sadiq Khan is about a foot shorter. He's 5'5". So yeah, there is a striking difference between them, an entire foot of height between the two individuals. If he would have said, he's like de Blasio, except he's Muslim. Can you imagine the outrage with that? It would have been even worse than, he would have been, of course, a racist. And that's what we hear from Sadiq Khan, you know, as he's talking about all this. As he characterized President Trump in his op-ed piece, the mainstream media does not talk about that, but it was there. He called Trump part of the global threat of a rising far right. And then he lumped in Nigel Farage, Italy's Matteo Salvini, Hungary's Viktor Orban, and said that they are 20th century fascists. But see, Yahoo doesn't have a problem with that. New York Times doesn't have a problem with that. Washington Post doesn't have a problem with that. No matter how misleading, it's President Trump who is the one who's throwing missiles here. He also accused Mr. Trump of using xenophobia, racism, and otherness as an electoral tactic. Let me tell you something. That is the tactic of the left. That's how they get elected. That is their electoral tactic. It's their rhetorical tactic, using labels. Oh, you're homophobic, you're racist, you're xenophobic, all this kind of stuff. That's when they've got nothing. They can't debate you on the issues, so they label you. And quite frankly, I think we ought to stop calling these people liberals, because they're not liberals. They don't stand for freedom. You know, liberal used to mean freedom. A liberal education didn't used to mean that you got a degree in feminist intersectionality. A liberal education, the intention of that, was to give you a base of knowledge, of understanding, of being able to think clearly, give you the idea of how to do critical thinking, and to give you the tools of learning so you could be free, liberated, free, to pursue your own education. Not necessarily to confine you into some kind of a Marxist groupthink, which is now what liberal education is in the universities. You've got to repeat to them, 2 + 2 = 5. No, liberal education used to mean that they were freeing you, giving you the tools of learning. And liberal used to mean the people who supported free markets and individual freedom. And then the liberals hijacked that, because they're all about labeling. And I think we ought to call them the labels. They label themselves. They label you. They're all about diversity this and diversity that. They want to label themselves as being part of this group and label you as being a part of that group. And they seize the high ground with those labels. So I think we ought to stop calling them the liberals and just call them the labels. They're proud of that. They should wear those labels like a NASCAR driver, you know, stick all that stuff on their uniforms, along with the corporate sponsors. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life, make your own decisions, gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality metal gabalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every Info Warrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in 3 different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you. The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through 2 permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with 3 other compounds, 2 forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to the David Knight Show.
We are the sons of Liberty.
Now, of course, that's from Johnny Tremaine, back when Disney wasn't anti-American. And it recalled a time when America did its own Brexit. And so now the question is, will Britain leave the foreign oppressors that are trying to rule them from afar? Will they have local governance? Well, Sadiq Khan, as President Trump arrives for a 3-day visit in the UK, wrote an article for the leftist Liberal Observer. And listen to some of the things that he said about President Trump. He compared President Trump's actions to, quote, the actions of European dictators of the 1930s and 40s, the military juntas of the 1970s and 80s, to Vladimir Putin or Kim Jong-un. This is Sadiq Khan. This is why President Trump tweeted out, said, you're a loser. You're just like de Blasio, only shorter. And everybody in the mainstream media is not talking about the first shot that was fired and heard. Not heard around the world. What they're talking about is, oh, poor Sadiq Khan. He is the victim. He's been attacked by President Trump. Sadiq Khan went on to say in this preemptive attack, he said the far right is on the rise around the world. Orban in Hungary, Salvini in Italy, Le Pen in France, Farage here in the UK. He said they are using the same divisive tropes of the fascists of the 20th century to garner support. They're using new, sinister methods to deliver their message. Of course, we know that who the sinister masters of the Internet are and how they're interfering in elections, and we're going to get into that coming up. But let's just understand that as Sadiq Khan is calling President Trump, Viktor Orban, Matteo Salvini, Nigel Farage, all these different people, calling them xenophobic, calling them racist, that it was Sadiq Khan. Sadiq Khan, who was the lawyer for Louis Farrakhan. Now, of course, Farrakhan is not xenophobic, is he? Or racist? Or full of hate? Right? But he advocated for Louis Farrakhan because they were going to say, you can't come to the UK because you're hateful. Sadiq Khan defended his right, Farrakhan's right, to go to the UK. And then attacks the president of the United States and calls him, projects onto him everything that Louis Farrakhan really is. Xenophobic, racist, a fascist. He calls President Trump and all these other people that he disagrees with politically, all these people who want local governance instead of being governed from a distant, unrepresentative, undemocratic European Union, which is a stepping stone to a global governments. We look at this and he says, well, it would be un-British to be rolling out the red carpet this week for a formal state visit for President Trump. He says he doesn't represent America's values of equality, liberty, and religious freedom. But of course, Louis Farrakhan does, right? And quite frankly, let me just say this. I think Louis Farrakhan ought to be able to go to the UK. I think Louis Farrakhan ought to be allowed on social media. I think the way that you oppose that is not with censorship and control. I think the way that you oppose that is with debate. And I think it's very easy to expose Louis Farrakhan's xenophobia, his racism, his hatred. That's very easy to do. We don't have to censor him. And they only censored him to try to legitimize what they were doing to those of us with InfoWars and so forth. Say, oh, well, you know, they're like Louis Farrakhan. And yet Sadiq Khan really is like Louis Farrakhan. Why does Sadiq Khan have a Twitter account still? Why is he writing op-ed pieces? These are rhetorical questions. So President Trump is backing Brexit in his comments, and also by extension, Nigel Farage. He called Nigel Farage very smart, said he should have been involved in these Brexit negotiations, could have done it if they'd had Nigel Farage. In an interview with the Sunday Times, President Trump lamented the British government's failure to deliver Brexit, reports Breitbart. He told the newspaper, they got to get it done. If you don't get what they want, I would walk away, he said bluntly. He also indicated that he would, were he in the position of a British prime minister in such a situation, he wouldn't be handing over the estimated £39 billion the EU is demanding from the United Kingdom as the price of Brexit. He says, if I were them, I wouldn't pay $50 billion. That's a big number. I wouldn't pay $50 billion. But that's me. I wouldn't pay. That is a tremendous number. He also criticized the Tory government's refusal to involve Nigel Farage, who he called a terrific person in the negotiations. He suggested that they could have had a positive outcome if Farage had been involved. He said, I think it is a mistake. He, that is Farage, has a lot to offer. He's a very smart person. They won't bring him in. Think how well they would do if they did. They just haven't figured that out. And, of course, they may be bringing him in as prime minister. More on that in just a moment. But as President Trump was talking about Nigel Farage and even talking about how he would like him to attend the state banquet with the Queen, there is news that Theresa May and the Conservative Party are trying to stop that. And, of course, it came out towards the end of the week. Last week, Breitbart reported that under existing rules, U.S. President is allowed to invite a small delegation of personal guests to Buckingham Palace. One Brexit Party source revealed, quote, overtures have been made about Nigel going in with the U.S. contingent. Speaking about the reaction of the prime minister to the news, the source said, we have been told that his attendance would be a red line for number 10. In other words, for Theresa May, who is there for just a couple more days. But it's not clear if they'd be able to stop him from coming. On LBC Radio, where Farage speaks, he said, the last time President Trump came to the UK, one of the government's red lines was that he wasn't to meet me. I know not only him very well, but also members of his administration. You would have thought, though, that if the British government was acting in the national interest, they would have tried to use me constructively. But of course, Theresa May doesn't care about the national interest. She only cares about the Conservative Party's interest. And that is plummeting. Here's what Nigel Farage had to say. Play video clip number two.
And some even think here, it's not even right we let Trump into the country, I get on Twitter. I mean, I'm sorry, what is wrong with you people? Whether you like him or not, he's the president of the United States of America. I didn't like Obama very much, but I wasn't going to suggest he shouldn't come. That would have been absolutely crazy.
And, of course, the question is, now that President Trump is there and you got Sadiq Khan, all these people on the left saying, he shouldn't come. Will Nigel Farage be going to the banquet? And he said, you would have thought, as you see all of this, he says, I know for absolute fact that the U.S. president has been asked to avoid me again, this time. He told the Daily Mail online that the prime minister was putting Conservative Party unity above national interest by blocking him despite his close relationship with Mr. Trump. He said the furious rebuke came after Mr. Trump praised him and Boris Johnson as big powers. Here's what he had to say. He said, Nigel Farage is a friend of mine. Boris is a friend of mine. They are two very good guys, very interesting people. By the way, he didn't say that Theresa May was a friend of his. But Nigel has had a big victory. He picked up 32% of the vote starting from nothing in the European Union elections. I think they're big powers over there. I think they have done a good job. And as you heard, you know, Nigel Farage saying, look, I didn't agree or like Obama, but I didn't call for him to be kept out of the country. See, that's the way the left operates. That's the way they operate. They don't want discussion because they can't win discussion. They use labels because they don't have any embracing of principles or of liberty. And that's why I really have a problem calling them liberals. I hate that they have stolen that word and completely inverted its meaning. Farage went on to say, you would have thought that given our security relationship, our defense relationship, our trade relationship, that if this country has somebody who is a friend in the U.S. president, and without doubt the closest connected of anybody in this country, that could be used as a resource. And yet the Conservative Party doesn't want him there. That may be because the Conservative Party is plunging in the polls for the next British election, not just the EU election. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital, AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or Infowars.com. This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on big tech. They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. Hey! The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s,
Researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at President Trump's Justice Department moving to start antitrust procedures against big tech monopolies, as happened over the weekend. Is that the right way to go? Is it going to be quickly enough before we have the next election? Are they going to be able to do that quickly? I have my reserves about that. I'll tell you what I think is the right way to approach this. I'm glad that something, anything, is being done, finally. But let's take a look at exactly what has been tipped as to what they're going to do and what the chances of success are for that in just a moment. Before we get back to that and before I give you one more bit of information about what's going on in the UK that relates to Julian Assange, let's talk about the specials that support this program, because without your sponsorship, folks, this program will not exist. You are our only sponsor. The big tech companies have made sure that they can shut down ad serving. They did that for us, shutting down ad serving for anybody that they don't like politically. And they're deplatforming everyone in various ways that is part of the free press, the independent press. They can do it by shadow banning. They can do it by taking away ads. And, of course, we've seen the big tech monopolies coming in and deplatforming people. Patreon, PayPal, others saying, well, you know, we don't want you'd be able to get any money for this, so we're not going to do business with you. We're going to remove your banking services. And we've seen this same tactic done to firearms manufacturers, firearms retailers, and now they're doing that to individuals whose politics they don't like as well. So doing it against journalism. And as I reported on Thursday, California's state legislature has come out to say, well, they're doing this with the legal pot growers that we have here in California. The banks are refusing to allow them to process charges. So we're going to set up a state chartered bank to do that. And good for them. I'm glad they're going to do that. They are nullifying the unconstitutional war on drugs in multiple ways. You understand, as I said before, the 10th Amendment, the 18th Amendment, the 21st Amendment say that the government has no authority to prohibit marijuana or anything else for that matter, including prescription drugs. There's no authority for the FDA or the DEA. Look, the FDA's services could be done by something like Underwriters Lab, a private organization that tests and gives a seal of approval
for electrical equipment. You could have the same thing for all these other issues, and it would work better because there wouldn't be regulatory capture. But there is no authority for the federal government to do that. The states could do it. What the states are now doing, 60% of the states have said, we're going to not prohibit marijuana. We're going to nullify that part of the totally unconstitutional war on drugs. And then the federal government comes back and says, but we've got a banking system and we'll still stop you. And so now California says, well, we'll set up our own banking system. So conservatives, you need to think about this, because that same tactic of control and censorship that is being used, that the banks being used against legal marijuana in California, they're using it against gun retailers, against gun manufacturers, and against the free press that they disagree with. We need to start getting out of the federal banking system, the Federal Reserve, that has been a tool of control, an unconstitutional tool of control. But nevertheless, I got onto this because we're talking about sponsorship. You understand how sophisticated these tactics of control are and how pervasive they are. Stopping you from being able to find us, stopping the publishing of our information, the trending of our information on search engines, and outright blocking us and other individuals from being able to run ads or to serve ads from other people on our website. So the only way that we're going to survive is if you directly sponsor us. And we've got a lot of great products to help you provide for your own health and the health of other people. And we try to make it more affordable as well. So we still have our Memorial Day mega sales from last week up. We've got things that are 40, 50, 60% off. At the 40% level, we got protein bars and Turbo Force. At the 50% off level, we have Bodies, our all-natural anti-inflammatory product. Of course, it has turmeric and many other natural ingredients that are both safe and effective. And it's now 50% off. That's Bodies. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off. You don't have to take a lot of different pills to get a good baseline of vitamins and minerals. You can just take it in a drink mix. You can make it into a great tasting smoothie, whatever you want. Mix it with any drink that you have. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off. At 60% off, we have Myco ZX Plus and ExtendaWise. And finally, as a special just for the listeners of this program, you can get 10% off of our organic coffee, our Wake Up America coffee. Just use the code WAKEUP to get 10% off of either the Patriot Blend or the Immune Support Blend. That's 100% organic coffee. Wake Up America. Just use the code WAKEUP at checkout to save 10% off of that coffee. And a reminder, you can find us on YouTube. You can find our archives on YouTube at youtube.com/libertarian. You can also subscribe. You can also subscribe to that. Please do subscribe to that. But you can also follow me on Twitter at Libertarian, and don't forget to look at the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Before we get into the antitrust regulation, just one more idea of how Theresa May, even though she may be effective, maybe not, at keeping Nigel Farage away from President Trump, she may not be able to keep Nigel Farage out of number 10 Downing Street for long. As Breitbart reports, a historic moment as the Brexit Party tops the Westminster poll for the first time. And, of course, this will be the poll for the local elections, for the British elections, not just for the European Union elections. A poll by Opinium showed that in the event of a general election, the Brexit Party would be the largest party in Parliament with 26% of the vote. And that would be followed by Labour with 22, Conservatives down in third place at 17%. Followed by the Liberal Democrats at 16 and the Green Party with 11. The anti-Brexit Change UK Party, that's what they went by. They didn't really want to say anti-Brexit. That would have been, but actually people figured out what they were. They're down at 1%. But how would that translate to seats in a general election? How would this poll, if true, and they had a general election today, how would that translate to control of Parliament? They said, according to the electoral seat calculator, it would translate to 306 seats in the House of Commons for the Brexit Party, only 20 short of a majority. So they would have 306 seats for the Brexit Party, the Labour Party 205 seats, and the Tories down to just 26 seats. That is amazing. That is amazing. The Tory party has been eviscerated. That's why Theresa May wants to keep Nigel Farage away from President Trump. And then as President Trump is there, as I said before, he should ask Theresa May about how British intelligence colluded with the CIA and with Brennan to try to overthrow our elections. I hope he does ask her that. He really should. Meanwhile, you've got British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt has just talked about how wonderful it is to have a free media, praising journalists who've been brave enough to expose the truth about wicked governments in the face of tyrannical oppression, writes Caitlin Johnstone. All the while, when he's pretending to love free speech and a free press, he's defending the torture of Julian Assange, WikiLeaks founder. She reports after news broke that the UN Special Rapporteur on Torture, Niels Melzer, had found that Julian Assange had been the victim of psychological torture for years. Jeremy Hunt, who, by the way, wants to be the leader of the failing Tory party. I just told you how they're collapsing. Well, he's part of this group that's fighting to control the collapsing Conservative Party. Jeremy Hunt accused the UN, Niels Melzer, who wrote the report about torture, accused him of interfering in British affairs and of making inflammatory statements. Hunt tweeted out, "This is absolutely wrong. Assange was not tortured. He chose to hide in the embassy and was always free to leave and face justice." And then Meltzer replied, he said, "With all due respect, sir, Mr. Assange was about as free to leave as someone who was sitting in a rubber boat in a shark pool." That's exactly right. "As detailed in my former letter, so far, UK courts have not shown the impartiality and objectivity required by the rule of law." And so we'll see what happens with President Trump's 3-day visit. I didn't get to it this segment, but when we come back, we're going to start talking about President Trump moving to distrust the tech monopoly. Yeah, the antitrust regulations that have been started by the Department of Justice announced late on Friday night. We'll take a look at the need for that, as well as whether or not that will be an effective tactic. Will it be done quickly enough to have any effect? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the turbo force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. Five different types of caffeine doesn't have a crash. Five different types of caffeine, that's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine doesn't have a crash. Five different types of caffeine, that's Turbo Force. Can't derive 500 milligrams. Slow burn. The very best. I want a long burn. Can't derive 500 milligrams. Slow burn. The very best. That's Turbo Force. And get the fish oil.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, when we're talking about the control of speech by these few people in Silicon Valley, this is something that really is an existential issue for America. And it is an existential issue for President Trump, and I think he realizes that now. We'll take a look at what they're going to do with the moves of anti-Trump moves that are, not anti-Trump, antitrust moves that are coming out of the Department of Justice. But before we get into that, real quickly, we've got a short segment here. I want to talk a little bit about the people on both the left and the right telling you to shut up. And quite frankly, we're not going to shut up. And I hope you don't listen to these people. Country and Western star John Rich of Big and Rich wrote a song, and of course it was suggested to him by Greg Gutfeld of Fox's The Five. And I just want to read to you the lyrics of this song, Shut Up About Politics. It's gotten very popular. You know, he's selling it for 99 cents, which is about what it's worth. Maybe that's a little bit overpriced. But they're taking all the money that they make and they're donating it to a good cause. They're going to help veterans. So that's fine. Nevertheless, listen to these lyrics. Shut up about politics. Ain't nothing but a big pile of dirty tricks. I'm tired of all the fighting and the pitching fits. So shut up about politics. And then you punch left, I punch right. We're caught in the middle of a deep swamp fight. Some people lie, some people steal, but everybody's talking about the Green New Deal. Shut up about politics. Nothing but a pile of dirty tricks, etc., right? And then what's the solution? Because, you know, if you're not interested in politics, politics is still interested in you. And if you're not talking about politics, then you may be silent, but they are not going to be silent. They'll be doing a lot of talking. So you may not be interested, but they're still interested. You may not be talking, but they're still talking. But he says, all this fussing and carrying on, it's been gone on a little too long, but I got something to fix us all up. Take a shot of my whiskey from a big red cup. There you go. That's the solution. They would love for you to be so cynical, and I'm pretty cynical about politics, don't you think? If you listen to me, you know I'm pretty cynical. I'm even cynical about the Trump administration. I support them when they do the right thing, but I'm not going to support them until I see them do the right thing. I'm not going to say, well, don't worry, this is just a Machiavellian plan. He's actually lying to us now, but he's going to do the right thing later on. No, I don't play that way. I think a leader needs to lead from the front. A leader needs to lead with the truth. A leader needs to articulate principles and then stick to those principles. That's what leadership is. It isn't about this manipulating, changing your position every day, lying to this group, then lying to that group. That's politics. And that kind of politics should be shut up. But they want you to be cynical enough about this political process that seeks to control every detail of your life. They want you to be so cynical that you just shut up and have a beer. Go get drunk. Forget about the bread and circuses. We've got booze and circuses now being sold to us by the country and western star. Is that really the solution? Of course it isn't. They would love to silence you. And I'm really sad to see that coming from the right, because we see this type of silencing coming from the left all the time. Sacha Baron Cohen. Blast Twitter. Because they're not silencing enough people. They're more than willing to silence you. You know, you've got John Rich telling you, silence yourself. Oh, no, don't worry about that. You know, Google and Twitter, they'll do that for you. Cohen says, there's this theory out there that we're in a post-truth age. Yeah, right. That there's so many different sources of truth, no one knows what the facts are anymore. Oh, well, we've got Sacha Baron Cohen to tell us what the truth is. He can be the guy that decides what's real and what's fake. Yeah, right, exactly. But he is right about this. He said Trump without Twitter wouldn't be president. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Money. Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life.
Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was just talking about John Rich, of Big and Rich, writing the song Shut Up About Politics. Yeah, don't talk about politics. Left, right, it doesn't matter. Just have a beer and zone out. Check out. Well, that's the prescription for disaster, quite frankly. That attitude did not give us America. It was people who were engaged, who were informed, who were educated, who were active, who spoke out, and who took action. That gave us America. What he's talking about is basically a prescription for a brave new world. Yeah, just have some soma, or have a beer, or, you know, watch the tube, watch sex or something, right? Watch your porn, have some porn, and just check out, zone out. Don't get involved, right? And then we have the people on the left who aren't just saying, hey, man, let's just chill out. No, they're saying, no, we need to actively purge these people. If we can't get them to passively shut up and self-censor, we need to purge them even more so. He's very angry that Twitter hasn't done enough censorship, even though Twitter just shut down tons of people who are talking about the Tiananmen Square anniversary that's coming up tomorrow, the 30-year anniversary. Twitter starts purging that off. They purged off a researcher who exposed the connection between the leftist journalist who supported Antifa. They just purged him right off. But that's not enough for Sacha Baron Cohen. He said democracy is being disintegrated as disinformation is spreading. Well, what does he call disinformation? Well, that would be any information that he disses, anything he doesn't like. See, anything that they hate, oh, well, that's hateful. It's full of hate because they hate it. Or it's disinformation because they diss it. They are disagreeing with it. So it is disinformation. So he says, we're in a post-truth age. There's so many different sources of truth, no one knows what facts are anymore. See, they want to make sure that you only hear one side, that you only have quote-unquote trusted sources. You know, Fox News will be the loyal opposition. Everybody else will be deplatformed, including you. You know, he goes on to say, Trump without Twitter probably would not have become president. I agree with that. And it's not just because President Trump used it to directly talk to the American people, like FDR used the new medium of radio. It's because you talked to each other about President Trump. You talked to each other about the border, about Obamacare, about these other policies. It's because you had a voice, not just President Trump having a voice. And, of course, they haven't taken President Trump off yet. That's what you got Sacha Baron Cohen saying. Well, you know, Jack Dorsey's got to take Trump off. Don't worry, Sasha. If you take off the Trump supporters, if you silence their information, you can leave President Trump on. He won't be any threat if there are no supporters of President Trump, if there is no debate about the policies. It really is the only way that President Trump can lose. WND points that out. They did an interview with Harvard psychologist Robert Epstein. He was featured in a documentary about Google called The Creepy Line, the creepy line that they have crossed over. You know, that's Eric Schmidt said, yeah, you know, there's this creepy line and We want to get right up to that creepy line, but not cross over it. Well, they crossed that Rubicon a long time ago. Epstein said, not only does Google have the power to shift votes and opinions on a massive scale, they actually use that power. Randomized controlled experiments conducted with more than 10,000 people from 39 countries suggest that one company alone, Google, which controls about 90% of online search in most countries, has likely been determining the outcomes of upwards of 25% of the national elections in the world for several years now, with increasing impact each year as internet penetration has grown. Again, that is Robert Epstein, a Harvard psychologist. He understands how powerful this is, the psychological effect of this. And as I've pointed out over and over again, the internet was imagined, designed, and named not by Al Gore, but by a psychologist. And here this Harvard psychologist, Robert Epstein, knows that this is how this works. Look at this. They have 90% of the search engines, and they can manipulate the information that you see. They can affect public opinion. They can rig elections. And we've seen that over and over again. It was a DARPA psychologist, J.C.R. Licklider, who back in the 60s had said, well, you know, we can manipulate public opinion. We can manipulate public opinion by using some, we could call it the intergalactic computer network. And that's what it is now. It's the internet. You know, first they created the very first instantiation of that really was DARPANET. And then they, you know, put the World Wide Web hyperlinking and so forth on top of that. But still, that's their framework. And that was the design. It was designed as a tool of psychological control. And now we got a Harvard psychologist telling us that's exactly how it's been done. To control the public's mind and to control the elections. Here's what Kevin McCarthy had to say about the effect that Amazon, Google, Facebook, how they control so much of our lives. Video clip number 4.
But we've got censoring going on right here in America, something that you've been leading the charge on in terms of Google, Facebook, Twitter, etc. Now, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that the DOJ is readying an antitrust suit against Google. Where is this going, and how worried are you that you're going to see censorship of conservative voices going into the 2020 election?
Well, we've already seen that activity take place. If you looked at what Google did to the California Republican Party right before the election, said our ideology was Nazism. We saw what happened after 2016. The power of these companies. Remember, Google was a company that started and said, don't be evil. They no longer have that motto. They now have a monopoly where 90% of all searches go through Google. In 2013, the FTC actually looked at this. They found that their behavior, the way they treated other companies was wrong, the way they abused their monopoly power. And they were supposed to correct themselves, even though staff wanted to go further. I think it's right to look at this because the power of that first placement of where you search something can influence what an individual does.
Yeah.
But the way they treated other companies, I mean, this is something that has to be looked at. Three main companies control so much of our life, from Amazon, Facebook, and Google.
Yeah, but, you know, you've got...
Yeah, exactly. And of course, McCarthy also talked about the fact, because he's there in California, the California Republican Party, just before the election, if you type California Republican Party, you saw Google flash up a thing saying that their ideology was Nazism. Nazism. You saw the congressional hearings where they brought people in from Silicon Valley, and you had the congressman saying, we've got InfoWars stories here that are trending to the top. Why is that happening? Congressman, can we talk about this privately after the hearing? We'll fix that. And they have fixed it. They have fixed it. They've manipulated it. You need to understand that Google is not a search engine. Facebook and Twitter are not social media. They are tools of social control. And I think that the antitrust issue is really the wrong way to go. We need to understand how they have manipulated the elections. I think it's going to take too long to roll this through the court system as part of an antitrust probe. You know, the bottom line, we talk about trust. Again, that's an antiquated way of describing a monopoly. We need to get everybody to understand, and I would call this a, instead of an antitrust lawsuit, what we need is a distrust movement among the American people and among the people across the globe. We need to understand that these are not trustworthy sources of information. stop using their platforms. But they are so big and they control so much and they're able to buy these various companies. Going back to DARPA again, DARPA had the autonomous car programs. They had the robotic control programs and so forth. You know, Google went in because of their massive financial resources. They were a participant in the DARPA robotics contests. And every promising company in that competition was purchased, like Boston Dynamics. Google bought every single one of them. They did the same thing with all the AI companies and so forth. So yeah, there needs to be an antitrust, an anti-monopoly procedure, but we all need to understand we need to distrust them and we need to come after them for the FEC violations and the takeover of the public square.
They've not shut down our speech! We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and we're defeating the leftist tyrants!
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have three or four InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground. All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamineral Fusion, BioTrue Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforest Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know, funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every Info Warrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Eric Peters. And again, his website is epautos.com, a great place where you can find reviews of practical cars. Yeah, he's got all kinds of information there about technology, about freedom, but he also has reviews. If you're looking for a car, he does a great, honest review of that, and you'll find a much more honest review than you will in the mainstream press. He is the independent car press, but he's also focused on liberty and how that is being taken away from us as we have these big car companies now increasingly looking like they just want to do mobility. But he's got a great article up I wanted to talk to him about, the Me Too camera, talking about red light cameras, which, by the way, Governor Abbott here in Texas has just signed a state ban on red light traffic cameras. And we ought to give him a big round of applause for doing that. It's about time we ban some of these authoritarian measures. So joining us now is Eric Peters. Thank you for joining us, Eric.
Oh, thanks, David. And apologies if my voice isn't great. I picked up a cold over the weekend.
Oh, we're going to have to get you some of that Super Silver.
I was thinking about just trying to force myself to go for a run. That usually clears my lungs out.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. Tell us a little bit about, you know, we've got people on both sides of the argument here. And of course, everybody knows which side of the argument you and I are on about red light cameras, but I've heard, you know, seen comments on social media attacking Governor Abbott saying, this is about safety, 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 safety. Tell us what's wrong with red light cameras.
Well, what's interesting about this story that I covered is that it's an elaboration on the presumptive guilt theme. We've talked about that before, about how you're no longer innocent until proved guilty. You're guilty until you prove yourself innocent. That's the fundamental premise behind these red light cameras. You get a piece of paper in the mail, and it says, you ran a red light, even though, you know, the only proof that you did it is that a camera took a picture of the license plate of the car that's registered to you. So there's this distinction between the owner of the car and the driver of the car, but it's up to you to prove that you weren't driving. That's the first issue at hand. Now, the second issue, which is really interesting, is that they now demand that in order for you to be absolved of the guilt, you have to point the finger at somebody else.
Become a snitch. Of course, because this is a snitch society with all the surveillance stuff. Yeah, that's the key thing that you started out with right there at the beginning, saying that you don't have any presumption of innocence because, of course, this is coming at you from a regulatory bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. And they have this fiction that, you know, just like civil asset forfeiture, they call it civil instead of criminal because they say, well, this is just a rule that you violated.
Right.
So if it's a rule you violated, you don't get any due process. You don't have any presumption of innocence. We can apply the punishment and maybe do the due process later, but probably not.
Right. And interestingly, in a lot of these states that have these programs, you're still subject ultimately to criminal sanction because what they'll do is rescind your privilege to drive on the King's Road. And then if you're caught without your permission slip at that point, then they can, you know, arrest you and put you in a cage.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you caught it when the Grand Tour guys, it used to be Top Gear.
Yeah, yeah,
in the UK. When they went to China and they were driving along and all of a sudden it's like boom, 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 all these cameras are flashes, flashing cameras and stuff are going off. And he said, I think I'm going to have a seizure here because it looked like that.
Yeah.
It was absolutely amazing. It was more than you probably got as a paparazzi on the red carpet.
Well, a really entertaining aspect of this particular story, the one that I wrote about, is that it involves a judge. And this judge contested the red light camera and then was censured, which is one step apparently below being removed from the bench for having the audacity to demand due process.
Wow. Wow. See, that's why I hope that things are going to work. That's, you know, when we look at Trump and how he's become the victim of dragnet surveillance and these skirting the due process, you know, we're going to contrive a warrant here, you know, the same people that have a warrant for Mr. and Mrs. Verizon who are spying on everybody. I'm hoping that because some of these politicians are getting fingered with this stuff, maybe just like this judge, they'll come back and say, no, there is a reason we have due process here in this country. Maybe President Trump will do something about some of this other stuff.
Maybe. I hope so.
Yeah.
The problem is, again, it's one of cognitive dissonance. People think that these things are only going to be applied to those other people over there who I don't like. I don't like what they're doing, and there ought to be a law, and those mm-hmm. people should be punished. It's, you know, but they never stop to think that, well, that could be turned around and applied to me, too, and then it's not so good.
Yeah, exactly. One of the reactions to this signing of a bill by Governor Abbott here in Texas to outlaw these red light traffic cameras is this article here from KSAT saying local cities are concerned after Governor Abbott signs a bill outlawing the traffic cameras. Of course, because they're going to lose money off of this.
That's the other angle to this, is that it's for-profit policing. And it's an egregious scandal that has been commented on by many other people, that when these systems are erected, oftentimes what they'll do is alter the signal timing to reduce the interval of the yellow in order to catch as many people as possible, running, quote-unquote, the red light. And it winds up making things much less safe, because now people slam on their brakes preemptively to avoid going through an intersection that otherwise they could have easily cleared, or they try to blast through it as quickly as possible to avoid getting the ticket.
Yes, yes, exactly. That's very true. And we've frequently, and you and I have talked about this many times, frequently seen these regulations that are supposed to make us safer actually working the other way. You know, people make adjustments in their behavior. So as you start to add these safety devices, so-called safety devices, they get a little bit more cocky, they get a little bit more careless, they don't take as much control over their own lives. And as a result, you don't see any net gain in safety.
Yeah, and you see a net increase in tyranny. I think just as mm-hmm. a general principle, the profit motive should be taken out of law enforcement.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we're talking about profit motive. We've talked a lot about the attempt and the willing attempt by with all these different car companies, and now they call themselves mobility companies. That's Ford has now changed its name from a car company to a mobility company. And so their model, of course, is rental. And I saw this article about the Pogo Stick that's been going around. This is a time-sharing scheme, essentially, a micro-mobility startup called Kangaroo. Kangaroo, because they're going to rent pogo sticks to people as a mobility device. Now, my wife said, are you sure that they're talking about this as a transportation device? I said, yes, they are. Look at their plea for funding. I mean, they're starting this in Sweden, and they're going to be bringing it to San Francisco, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I've never thought of this as transportation.
They can jump over the feces all over the sidewalk.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It could get a little bit slick if they land smack dab in one.
But they're going to be in the... That now here we are in the United States, and the United States apparently is on the road to becoming like China was 40 years ago, when you saw, pictures of all the Chinese peasants, on their bicycles or walking or pulling the rickshaws.
Yes. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was we had my daughter here for about 12 years. 12 years ago, they were still, pulling the rickshaws in some of the places. They had packed traffic jams full of cars that were almost gridlocked, but they still had people pulling massive loads by bicycle. You had kind of the rickshaw type of thing happening there in China, but that's exactly what they have waiting for us. And you can rent one of these pogo sticks. It's only $1 to unlock it, and then 30 cents per minute. You're paying like $19 an hour. You could buy one of these things. You could buy a high-end pogo stick for $60, and it would take me at least 3 hours to learn how to do that if I didn't kill myself first with a face plant on the concrete. We'll be right back with Eric Peters, epautos.com. Stay with us.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital, AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or Infowars.com. This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on big tech. They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
Recent studies and reports have shown that pipes and plumbing are getting clogged and backed up with human waste and debris. This is from people flushing things that aren't meant to be flushed, like baby wipes and feminine products and safe sex products. And so this is resulting in pipes being backed up and clogged. Well, just like plumbing gets clogged and just like pipes get clogged, the human body gets clogged just like that. And you may be experiencing backup too. So if you want some relief, some explosive relief, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Oxy Powder. But let me warn you, this stuff is no joke. If you're experiencing some cloggage, some backup of your own, Oxy Powder from InfoWarsStore.com will clear it out. Guaranteed. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take care of your clogged plumbing with Oxy Powder.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness. You can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Eric Peters, epautos.com, and we're talking about the insanity that is taking over our roads. But of course, it's not just insanity. It is a very calculating means to control us by controlling our movement and our freedom. It's a big part of our freedom. It's not just our freedom to speak, our freedom to defend ourselves, but it's also our freedom to be able to move about freely. And we were just talking about the article at Eric's site. Of course, he does car reviews, but he also takes a look at Mobility and Liberty, the Me Too camera, talking about a judge who, once he got a red light ticket, he said, wait a minute, there's no due process in this. And then they came after the judge for complaining about the lack of due process. But, you know, Eric, there was an article on Zero Hedge about a week or so ago. Drivers are turning to sex dolls and mannequins so that they can use HOV lanes. I mean, this is putting the transhumanism into transportation.
It's a good purpose, though. And actually, that's an old Dodge. You know, I used to work at the Washington Times back in the 90s and lived in the Northern Virginia suburbs where they have these HOV lanes, the high occupancy vehicle lanes.
Mm-hmm.
And people would do exactly that. They would go out and get a dummy from a clothing store or a sex doll and, you know, just put that in the passenger seat so they could get home in an hour instead of 2 hours.
Yeah, but now what they're doing is they've got better camera technology. And so just as we were saying before, you know, sometimes they get the red light tickets, the red light cameras didn't have the technology for that. But they've put the cameras in that can now get very detailed pictures of these individuals. And they're posting these pictures on the internet to shame these people. Mm-hmm. Say, look at this. This guy's driving around with a blow up sex doll in the seat next to them.
Yeah, and it's shameful somehow to use the roads that you paid for.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You should be paying those corporations or the Department of Transportation, here in Texas for that. Actually, I was going to get one of these. There's one that was specifically sold. It's called Carpool Kenny.
I'm familiar with Carpool Kenny.
Well, you can't get him anymore. I've looked everywhere. I can't find him. Every time I find a link to Carpool Kenny, it's been taken down. He's been purged. He's the only place that Carpool Kenny exists anymore, Eric, is on Facebook. And he's got more followers than I do on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
He's got 700.
Do you remember the catalytic converter test pipe?
No, I don't remember that.
Used to be back in the day that you could go into an auto parts store and they would have these things called catalytic converter test pipe, in quotes, of course, you know, so that you could test your catalytic converter. And it was designed to fit exactly where your catalytic converter fit.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, well, you know, I looked at this and I couldn't find him on Amazon. I couldn't find him anywhere. And because I was going to have him co-host the show with me, you know, once in a while.
You know, it's too bad we're not allowed to tint our windows. Of course, you know, cops are permitted to turn their windows opaque so we can't see them. But, you know, we have to be completely visible so that they can see us.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, well, you know, since I've been purged off of Facebook, I thought maybe Carpool Kenny could put my videos up on his Facebook page.
Well, we're going to have to get ourselves some dangerous and derogatory bumper stickers and T-shirts.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You've got another article I want to talk about. MOCs and conceptual thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what an MOC is. This is a new thing.
I actually only became aware of this fairly recently. MOC stands for a motorcycle-only checkpoint. And this began in New York, and they're still doing this in New York, and they're doing it very aggressively in Manhattan, where they specifically target bikes, and not just any individual bike, but all bikes. If you happen to be on a motorcycle, they winnow you into a special lane where they subject everybody to the whole your papers please routine and check the bike out for safety and every other thing.
Wow.
And it's punitive. What happened was a number of years ago, a guy on a sport bike eluded a state cop, and the state cop ended up losing control of his vehicle, wrecked, and got killed. So the response to that, of course, was typically in the modern fashion to punish everybody who didn't do it. You know, all the bikers who had nothing to do with that now are being persecuted by the police in New York State.
You know, that's kind of amazing that they get the same kind of treatment that you see being done to people who are carrying, you know, long-haul truck drivers have a giant vehicle that, 80,000 pounds or whatever they weigh, that if there's some kind of an equipment problem with that, or if it's overweight and that presents a danger to people or maybe even to the roads, you could understand why they would inspect that. And, of course, that is also something's being done for business purpose. But the people on motorcycles, they're only a danger to themselves, really.
I mean, well, to me, the key issue here is how arbitrary it is. You know, you just select a group of people who become disfavored, and now you subject them to what the Germans called Sonderbehandlung, special handling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it falls into line with this business of being forced to prove you didn't do anything, rather than it being the obligation of the government to prove that you did do something. It's craziness.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're all going to be getting that special handling before too long. And of course, we've got, you've talked many times about Volkswagen and how they were singled out, just like the motorcycle drivers. They were the first ones in the queue. Now they're coming after various other automobile manufacturers. Make sure that they get the message that they're going to ban internal combustion engines, these fossil fuel engines, as they like to call them, both diesel first and then gasoline, mm-hmm. and they want to shift everybody over to electric cars. And, of course, VW got hit with, it started out with a $4 billion fine. You've been covering this, what is it now, 20-something?
Oh, no, it's
billion?
Over $30 billion in total.
30?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Plus one executive who was arrested and so forth. So they got the message.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you've heard this commercial or not. I want to play this. It's about 30 seconds.
Okay.
I want to get your reactions to this, because now you've got Volkswagen of North America running a virtue signaling program, and they juxtapose the Flintstones and then the Jetsons, those two Hanna-Barbera cartoons. And the person who is the Flintstone guy is the one who's driving the internal combustion car, the fossil fuel. And then the hip futurist is driving an electric car. Let's play that clip. Hugger bumper sticker they focused on, and he needs a shave. He's got an old beat up car.
Meet George Jetson.
Now this is the same guy, but he's all clean shaven, and he's got a sparkling new EconoBox EV.
With instant acceleration, electric cars are more fun to drive and more affordable than ever. Electric cars are here. Plug in.
Electric
to
for all, it says. Yeah, well, that's
Volkswagen
it. So they got the message, didn't they? What's that?
Volkswagen has been made to love Big Brother.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, this
because it's going to come down to just a few car companies. They're going to be given a duopoly or, you know, maybe three car companies that are going to have a monopoly on transportation, and they're going to rent it to you, just like that pogo stick.
Well, you know, related to this, I don't know if you caught the story I did about Audi and, you know, the new business model. And, of course, Audi is part of the Volkswagen combine. And
yeah.
And this is explicit. This isn't me inferring anything. This is their chief financial officer actually stating this. That the way that they're going to make money in the future is not by selling cars, but by selling carbon credits for building electric cars.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. They got the message. And now they are some of the biggest cheerleaders pushing this. At the same time, I see Volvo pushing the whole idea of smart cities. And for all the people who've been saying, you know, don't really think that this is an issue, that these things are not tied together, Volkswagen understands that. Volvo understands it. Roll a little bit of that B-roll as we talk about this. They've got a smart city. Well, that's the pogo stick there. But I was like, there we go. There's the platooning trucks, and they show how they've got an automated factory, and they all get out into the highway, and they've got this platoon of linked up, in terms of software, linked up truck bodies, and then they're switching between one chain and the other on the highway. You know, what could possibly go wrong with that?
Yeah, they try to make this all sound very futuristic and clean and sparkly and quick and speedy, but it's human farming, and it's an anthill, and we're all going to be ants directed by a queen, and it's no way for human beings to live, in my opinion.
That's right. It is far beyond the line of creepy. And, of course, it's Google, the people who are controlling our Internet. They're going to be controlling the cities as well. Waymo is way ahead of the other people in terms of this type of thing. Of course, they'll buy anybody that has better technology. Thank you for joining us. Eric Peters, again, you can find him at epautos.com.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality methylcobalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day.
InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about President Trump and the Department of Justice moves in terms of antitrust, but we're also going to talk about why the Department of Justice didn't put some additional charges that I guess most people, if we look at these, the stretch that they went to try to charge Julian Assange with 17 violations of the Espionage Act. I mean, that was a stretch, folks. Why wouldn't they charge him on Vault 7, which was a release of the manual that the CIA had in terms of how they could mask themselves to look like they were a foreign country, you know, like Russia or like China or like North Korea or like, you know, Iran or whatever, to make it look like a cyber attack had come from any of those countries. They had very detailed software there. We'll talk about why Vault 7 was so important and why it really was something that defended President Trump and why President Trump is not defending Julian Assange. But we'll get to that in just a moment as we talk about the trying to bust the monopoly of the big tech companies. What is going to have to be done with that and why is that essential? We'll get to that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, folks, we need your help because we've got the biggest companies the world has ever known all allied together to attack Alex Jones and InfoWars from the very beginning. We were patient zero. We were the first ones that they took out. August 6th of last year. Look at how many people have been censored since then. Look at how broad this control web has become. That really is what it has become. A worldwide web to basically trap and take out anybody that has a different opinion, that supports local government, that supports individual liberty. Those people are not going to be allowed. They've got a web to catch those people and to take them out. You are probably one of those people. And if you want to try to keep free speech and independent press alive, because that is essential for our elections and for everything else in our lives, if you want to keep that alive, you are our only sponsor. And while we're trying to fight these giant companies, again, four of the five largest corporations in the world, it wasn't the case 10 years ago, four out of the five largest corporations in the world are out of Silicon Valley. They are the masters of the internet. And they all just coincidentally happened to attack InfoWars on the same day, August 6th of last year, in a coordinated attack. No, no conspiracy theory there. That's conspiracy reality. And now they have moved to expand this censorship. And hopefully President Trump is going to have some appropriate tactics to take this down. He clearly understands what the risk is. But will these tactics work? I don't know. But I'll tell you what will work, and that is if you support us directly. We have InfoWarsStore.com, which is our source of revenue to fund this program and everything else that we do. Yes, we're carried by radio and TV stations, and do support those sponsors of those radio and TV stations. Tell them why you're supporting them. Tell them that you're grateful that they've got alternative programming on, that you can hear another point of view instead of the monolithic propaganda that is coming out of the mainstream media. But the way that we fund ourselves here, because that's free to air, the way that we fund ourselves here is with the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. And we still have our Memorial Day special up. We have products that are 40% off, 50% off, 60% off. We have a special just for the listeners of this program. I'll tell you about it in a minute here. But at 40% off, we have Turbo Force and our protein bars. At 50% off, we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, a great way to take your baseline vitamins and minerals without taking a lot of pills. That's 50% off for Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. Bodies, our all-natural anti-inflammatory product. That is 50% off. At 60% off, we have ExtendoWise Myco ZX Plus. And we have a special offer just for the listeners of this program. You can save 10% off of Wake Up America Coffee. That's our 100% organic coffee available in two different blends. You can get 10% off if you use the code WAKEUP at checkout to get Wake Up America Coffee at InfoWarsStore.com. Finally, folks, you can follow this program on Twitter, Libertarian, and also on YouTube, youtube.com/Libertarian. You can find the archives of the programs there, as well as the full programs you'll find in many different podcasts. But we also put up on the video archives, we cut out different topics. We have the different interviews are up there separately, so you can find those at youtube.com/libertarian. And you can also find them at infowars.com/David-Knight-Show. All right, let's talk about the tech monopoly. We have the Department of Justice, again, last Friday, launched a Google anti-monopoly probe. Zero Hedge reports big tech trust busting has become one of the few issues in contemporary Washington that garners genuine bipartisan support. Think about that. Both the Democrats and Republicans are saying they don't like this. Now, a lot of that is just for show. I mean, we got Marco Rubio out there saying, oh, yeah, we got to stop the censorship. And yet that's not really what he wants. He pretended that he didn't know who Alex Jones was when he saw him in the hall. After everybody had been talking about it for the preceding 2 weeks, they held hearings on big tech censorship, but they didn't want to hear from the individual who had been censored more than anybody at that point. Didn't call him in to testify at the hearing. Instead, you see Marco Rubio talking to these big tech companies and saying, you're going to censor for us and not for the Chinese government, right? See, it's the same thing that they're doing with 5G. They don't care, frankly, about the health effects of it. And they don't care about the privacy effects of it either. They just want to make sure that 5G is being used to spy on you for them, not for the Chinese. They want to make sure that they have it as a tool of control and not the Chinese. And so, yeah, we can look at this and we can see that Elizabeth Warren has got billboards out, break up big tech. It's a winning issue for politicians like Elizabeth Warren and Marco Rubio to talk about, but do they really want it? I don't think so. I don't think so. So just before midnight on Friday, the Wall Street Journal dropped the story. They said the Department of Justice has opened up an antitrust investigation of Alphabet, which is the parent company of Google and YouTube and many others, which could present a major new layer of regulatory scrutiny for the search giant, according to people familiar with the matter, said the Wall Street Journal. I'm concerned that it will be too little, too late, too slow. If we go this antitrust route, quite frankly, these people are acting as an organization that the RICO statutes were designed to stop. This is gangster racketeering, folks, if ever there was a case of gangster racketeering. And I'm not a big advocate of the RICO statutes, but if they're going to use them for anything, they're going to use them against these guys. As Zero Hedge points out, for months now, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, has appeared to be gearing up for a showdown with big tech. They share antitrust authority with the Department of Justice. And the Department of Justice has created a new commission to look at things like Facebook's acquisition of Instagram. But as it turns out, the Trump administration's first salvo against big tech didn't come from the FTC, but from the Department of Justice. And they said that may be because going back to 2013, the FTC said, well, we're going to investigate Google, but they didn't do anything about it. They did nothing about it. As Yahoo points out, this isn't Google's first antitrust rodeo. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission in 2013 closed, without further action, its own antitrust investigation where the Google wielded its dominant web search engine like a cudgel to disadvantage rivals, to drive up prices for advertisers, to ultimately harm consumers. Well, see, they're not even talking about the censorship. They're not even talking about the false information that is put out there by Google. To label the California Republican Party as Nazis, to skew the search results to make sure that nothing shows up except negative information about Alex Jones, about InfoWars, about anybody that they don't like. Just like Facebook. Facebook is not as subtle as Google. Google is very subtle about it. Facebook just says, hey, you know, we're going to ban these people, and if you talk about them, we'll ban you too. And if you're even neutral about somebody, even if you lampoon them, as we just saw with Sargon of Akkad, I think the guy is the name that he goes by. But it's the guy who was running for Sargon Akkad. Okay. So anyway, he was running for office in the EU elections with the UKIP party. They banned him just before the elections. Facebook did. And when they were talking about why they would ban him, because that was leaked to Breitbart, they said, well, okay, he doesn't support any of this stuff that we say violates our rules, but we'll find a way to get rid of him anyway, because he wasn't sufficiently condemning of these organizations. He only put up a satire. He didn't specifically and overtly condemn them. He just satirically mocked them. So we'll use that to get rid of him, because we don't like his politics. He's just anti-EU. So we're going to get rid of him. He's not hateful or anything. We're going to get rid of him anyway. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness. You can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the Turbo Force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals. That's Turbo Force. 5 different types of caffeine. Doesn't have to crash. 5 different types of caffeine. That's Turbo Force. 5 different types of caffeine. Doesn't have to crash. 5 different types of caffeine. That's Turbo Force.
I tell you what, I'm feeling a lot of energy.
and get the fish oil.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As we see the headline from last Friday, Google's dominance is no longer a sure thing. That's from the Wall Street Journal. Is that true? The Washington Post is telling us that the Justice Department is now set to have more jurisdiction over Google. Is that true? Are they going to do something about this? Can we now all rest? Because they're on it. They're going to fix it. We don't have to worry about this. No, no. You better keep the pressure on. And you better, if you are a Trump supporter, if you're even an American who wants to live in a free country and doesn't want the criminalization and the silencing of diverse views. Yeah, we're really the people who support diversity. We are really the people who support multiculturalism. You know, these people who use these things as a beard, they don't support that stuff at all. They don't want to hear different opinions. They want to silence different opinions. They don't want to debate. They don't want to see anything other than their monolithic culture, which is what we're seeing in Europe. You know, you have this rich tapestry. You had no place better exhibited multiculturalism than Europe, the way it used to be. Different people with different clothing and different architecture, different art, different music, different food, different languages, all in a very close area. And now they want to get rid of all that, dumb that down into this kind of gray mix, and one ring to rule them all right out of Brussels. That's precisely what they want. So is this going to work? I mean, we've had jurisdiction over Google. You know, we had jurisdiction over the banks, didn't we? Right? The banks had Federal Deposit Insurance, FDIC. And they said, all right, if we give you FDIC, we're going to put certain rules to control you. And if we're going to ensure that you're going to be in business. And so they had rules that they couldn't get involved in speculatory investments. That was the Glass-Steagall Act. They had rules that they couldn't become too consolidated. And the Clinton administration removed all that. Got rid of Glass-Steagall. Said, nah, you can invest any way that you want to. We're going to give you a free hand. You guys are so good. Yeah, you are just leading the way in success. And so we're going to let you speculate on things no matter how crazy they are. So we got the derivatives market and real estate and so forth. And then they said, we're going to approve all these different bank mergers. They had the bank merger between Bank of America and Nations Bank. Giant banks. And everybody was saying, if you approve this merger, you're going to set off a wave of consolidation. You're going to wind up with about a half dozen giant banks. I said, no problem. We'll do it. And it didn't even take a decade for us to have the results of those two decisions in the real estate bubble that collapsed on all of us. Because it did set off a wave of consolidation. And you did wind up with a half dozen banks that were too big to fail, too big to jail. And that's precisely what they wanted. So the very fact that the Justice Department is saying that they're going to have some more jurisdiction over Google, or this article here from the San Francisco Gate, Amazon could face heightened antitrust scrutiny under a new agreement between U.S. regulators. See, I'm not buying this. I'm not buying it because I've seen this all collapse in the banking industry. I know how these people are overseen. These people who have a lot of money and a lot of influence, they're not going to be controlled by these regulators out of Washington. They will control the regulators. How long do you think it's going to take Google to acquire a majority of the people in Washington to make sure they get to do whatever they want? Same thing with Amazon. That's why Jeff Bezos spent $250 million to get the Washington Post, so that he could control the politicians and the regulators and so forth, so they could give him a preference in terms of delivery of product and all these different things. But $250 million is nothing to Jeff Bezos. He personally makes that much off of the stock trades in just a week. More than that, quite frankly. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As we look at the efforts, the antitrust efforts to try to bring Amazon, Google, the giant tech companies, Facebook and so forth, under control, is it really going to work? I am very cynical, very skeptical that any one attack on them is going to work. It's going to have to be going to come after them from multiple different angles. And even then it may not work. Now let me give you an idea of why. You know, as I said at the top of the hour, we got these articles talking about how Amazon could face heightened antitrust scrutiny under a new agreement with U.S. regulators. It's like, oh, they got an agreement to regulate them. The Justice Department is going to have more jurisdiction over Google, says Bezos, Washington Post. Well, we'll see how that works. We'll see how that works. Because, you know, we had a lot of regulation over banks, didn't we? Didn't work at all, did it? Didn't work at all. As a matter of fact, we go back and we look at the original antitrust regulation against the big oil companies. You think that worked? No, not really. When they broke up, these trust busters broke up Standard Oil, all Rockefeller did was to have interlocking directories and other ways. He got around it. Those companies still existed. Do you think it's going to fix things to have Facebook divest their ownership of Instagram? Of course not. They're still going to operate the same way. And they're going to operate that way because that's what the government and the military industrial complex and the intelligence industrial complex wants. What the police state wants here. Let's take a look at what's going on in Bilderberg, for example. We just had that meeting over the weekend in Switzerland. Charlie Skelton was there covering it. He did an op-ed piece for Newsweek. Got to meet Charlie Skelton at the other Bilderbergs when I covered him. And very insightful article that he has about this year's Bilderberg. It's all about the high-tech future. And it's about the high-tech future of transatlantic power. Now, of course, the Bilderberg Group is the big companies, the big politicians of Europe and of North America, of the U.S. About 30% of the people at Bilderberg are typically U.S. people. But the big movers and shakers, as Charlie Skelton points out, as Kissinger is, you know, in his 90s, or he's really getting old. As he's getting older and older, the people who are going to be taking his place are going to be the tech players, because that's really where the power and control play of the future is. As he points out, as the war machine gets smarter and every last bit of weaponry becomes AI enhanced, the lines between Silicon Valley and the Pentagon start to get awfully blurry. Sniff this year's Bilderberg and you can smell this new kind of war. Cyber threats. The weaponization of social media. Those are on the publicly displayed agenda. And around the table are the head of GCHQ of the UK and the director of NATO's new Stratcom Center of Excellence, which spearheads, quote, digital engagement and psychological warfare. See, psychological warfare, that was the origin of the Internet from DARPA. it is where we are right now, as they're talking about the psychological manipulation of elections by Google. It is psychological warfare, folks. The information war has become a psych war. The manipulation of information has been used to create a psych war. Longtime conference insider and former Google CEO Eric Schmidt chairs the Pentagon's Defense Innovation Board. He also heads up the new National Security Commission on Artificial Intelligence. So let me ask you, with Eric Schmidt as now one of the leaders of Bilderberg, with Eric Schmidt, who is now chairing the Pentagon's Defense Innovation Board and heading up a new National Security Commission on AI, do you think that they're really going to shut down Google? Say, it's all going to be done in the name of national security, just like they burned the Bill of Rights and the Constitution in the name of national security. They're going to continue going down this road. And Google has become the heavy hitter in this. I mean, I agree with going after them with antitrust regulation and breaking this stuff up. That might be helpful from the standpoint of their control over the military industrial complex, but it's not going to help us with free speech and the control of the internet, I don't think. And I say that because, as I pointed out before, you know, we have these DARPA contests. DARPA kicked off autonomous vehicles. That was their very first competition. They put it out there. They said, well, we'll give, it's like $1 million or something to whoever can design an autonomous vehicle that can navigate this difficult course out here. That was their very first competition. About 5-6 years ago, they did a robotics competition. And they said, oh, yeah, you know, we got to have something to help in case we have some kind of a Fukushima situation. And we don't want to send people in and get them exposed to radiation. So we need to have a some kind of a robot that can navigate an obstacle course and can go through and execute certain tasks. They can climb over debris. It can go over and it can manipulate doors and valves and machinery and so forth to shut this thing down without exposing somebody to radiation. Well, guess what? Every one of the promising, every robot that didn't just basically take a couple of steps and fall over. And there were some of those who did. Hopelessly failing. So the ones who had absolutely nothing to offer, but even the ones who were way down on the list that didn't win the competition, they were all of them were bought by Google. That's why they're sitting on these positions with the Pentagon's Defense Innovation Board, the National Security Commission. As Charlie Skelton points out, the lines are blurring. They see the Pentagon, the military-industrial complex, is the cybersecurity, is artificial intelligence, is controlling the population, the psychological warfare. McRaven, years ago, we were talking about mastering the human domain. He was saying, we look at special forces and we think way too much about the kinetics of what special forces do. McRaven, who was head of the Special Forces at the time, talking about asymmetric warfare, said, we started out in Special Forces doing psyops, and we want to get back to that. And they are getting back to that with the internet. As Charlie Skelton goes on to point out, he said, alongside Schmidt on the Bilderberg Steering Committee, so he's already up at the top of the steering committee, are yet another two tech billionaires, Alex Karp and Peter Thiel. Karp is the CEO of Palantir. Remember when we had the Prism slide that came out of the Snowden leaks? A lot of people said, well, you know, it's just kind of coincidental that Palantir has also got a program called Prism. Maybe that's the same one. Because Palantir consciously references The Lord of the Rings, and the Palantir, of course, are those crystal stones in the fiction, the Lord of the Rings book, the crystal stones that the kings could use to communicate with each other. But then as they were taken over by the dark side, Sauron, he could use the Palantir stones to look inside of anybody who was using that. And I think that's a perfect analogy. They're very conscious. Palantir is very conscious about their references to the Lord of the Rings. And they are a massive data mining corporation. And that's precisely what the PRISM program was about. So they were set up in 2004 by Peter Thiel with backing from the CIA. How many times have I said these corporations, these military industrial corporations, the data miners, as well as the people who are controlling the flow of data and monitoring the flow of data on the internet, and of course, a couple of the biggest data mining companies there are Facebook and Google. I said they were started with funding from the CIA. They were started with funding from other venture capital firms that weren't as explicit about that. The CIA wasn't even trying to cover up the fact that they were establishing these companies. They openly created a venture capital firm called Incutel, but these other venture capital firms would quietly have the heads of the NSA, the heads of the CIA, high-ranking people in the intelligence community, sitting on the boards of those venture capital firms that were picking the winners and losers who would control this giant Palantir we call the internet. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWar, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamineral Fusion, BioTrue Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforest Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital, AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or InfoWars.com.
This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on big tech.
They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. Hey! The bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So the question before us, really, when we look at what is happening, yes, it is a hopeful sign that the Trump Department of Justice is talking about antitrust regulation. But is that going to be enough? I mean, do we need antitrust regulation or do we need RICO action, racketeering, corrupt organization legislation? Do we need to have which one of those is going to be most effective? I think you need to have both of those, quite frankly. Are you going to use the FTC to come after them? Or the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission? I think the answer is you've got to come after them with both. Look, if we don't come after them with all of the above, with everything we've got, these are corporations that the world has never seen this much power, both financial and technological. They've never seen this much. We've never seen in the history of mankind this much power concentrated into the hands of so few people. And if we don't come after them with everything that we've got, we're going to lose. We're not going to have a free internet. We're not going to have free speech. We're not going to have a free press. We're not going to have a free people. If we don't understand the threat that is posed by this technocratic elite. Now, of course, the big new Brzezinski back nearly 50 years ago, that was when his book was published. So yeah, it was writing it 50 years ago. 1970. He published Between Two Ages, Zbigniew Brzezinski, the guy who's the daddy of Mika Brzezinski. And of course, he was the guy who controlled the Carter administration, just like Kissinger was pretty much in control there with the Nixon administration. And he had written his book talking about how you would consolidate world government by consolidating regionally. He'd have a consolidation in Europe, he'd have a consolidation in North America, he'd have a consolidation in Asia, and then you would join those together. They would always begin by talking about trade, and then they would move from free trade to closer and closer economic ties until they said, well, we can't do things any better economically unless we have consolidated political control. And you can see in the European Union, this has moved down that path very, very quickly. They went from a free trade market to then a closer economic union, the euro and so forth. And then when that started to look dodgy and they started to have problems with that, they said, well, we got to have political unification. We got to have a European Union army. And as they were talking about Brexit the first time around, they dismissed all that as a bunch of wild-eyed conspiracy theories. And yet, immediately after the Brexit election in 2016, they came out and said, yeah, we do want to have a European army under the control of the EU. And then Ursula von Leyen, the only other Ursula I've known is Ursula Undress, the James Bond mall. But Ursula von Leyen, who has, along with Merkel, along with Macron, all these globalists, have been talking about the necessity. It's not only just something, oh, it'd be kind of nice to have a European Union army. No, they've got to have it. And she's one of the Bilderberg attendees. These are the people who are the movers and shakers, politically, technologically, the corporations that are there. And again, as I was looking at the excellent article from Newsweek, it was linked by the Drudge Report, Charlie Skelton. Charlie's got a great sense of humor. He's a great writer. Listen to the way he describes the passing generation of world leaders moving away from Bilderberg. He said, the problem Bilderberg faces is a loss of quality, a loss of intellectual backbone. With David Rockefeller tucked away since 2017 in his cryogenic pod, in other words, he's dead, But probably not buried. He probably is in a cryogenic pod. And Henry Kissinger knocking on hell's door, not heaven's door. You realize that Bilderberg is facing a generational crisis. You might not like or admire Henry Kissinger. You might want him strung up for war crimes, but you have to admit he is a heavyweight statesman and a historian. He is a psychopath with vision. He is the Dr. Strangelove, I would say, of Bilderberg. Yeah, he is. Where will Bilderberg find these serious ideologues to lead them into the 2020s? He said the two figures that appear to stand out from the rest are Eric Schmidt and Peter Thiel. And again, I was just talking about the two of them. You know, Eric Schmidt, who has insinuated himself, you know, Google has now made a major move into the military-industrial complex, as has Amazon, quite frankly. You know, they got the big data contracts, hosting the data for the Pentagon, hosting data for the CIA and so forth. As a matter of fact, everybody was saying, it looks like this contract to put all of the Pentagon's data in one place, on one server. I mean, what could be a problem with that, right? From a security standpoint. Oh, don't worry. It's Jeff Bezos's server. It's the Amazon server. So, of course, it's going to be fine. It's just fine. Just pay him, and he'll take care of all that, right? We don't have to worry about that. It really won't turn out like Hillary Clinton's emails. We promise you. You just put it up there. PentagonEmails.com, the same way they did ClintonEmail.com. Yeah. To me, that looks like a boneheaded move, but it also looks to everybody that's in Washington as if that massive contract to consolidate and to unify all the Pentagon's data was crafted specifically for Jeff Bezos. As a matter of fact, Mattis, who's no longer Secretary of Defense, before he left, it looked like his assistant, who had been connected with Amazon, they were just making special trips to Seattle and so forth, and they seemed to write that request for proposal as if it was only one company that was going to be interested in that. So you've got Amazon, you've got Google, have made major moves in the military-industrial complex, and as Charlie Skelton points out, the two figures at Bilderberg who seem to have an aura of influence about them are Schmidt and Thiel, Peter Thiel. Now, Peter Thiel, remember, Peter Thiel made a speech at the Republican convention when everybody was shunning Trump. Peter Thiel stood up, stood behind him. I'm glad he said that. He looked very nervous. He looked like Eisenhower when he made his military industrial complex speech, expecting to be shot at any moment. But perhaps he is sincere, but perhaps he isn't. I'm not ever going to trust anybody just because they say kind things about something or the other. I mean, we judge people by what they do. And as the founders of this country says, Patrick Henry said, trust no man who approaches the precious jewel of liberty. And so I can't bring myself to trust somebody like Peter Thiel, who sits on the board of Facebook, somebody who helped with the CIA to create Palantir, to mine data, to spy on people. That is approaching, not only approaching our precious jewel of liberty, but that is quite frankly putting it under a microscope and taking it away for further examination. So these are the two choices that we've got there. As he points out, Charlie Skelton says, over the years, Schmidt has been gently aligning himself as the heir to Kissinger. And the libertarian Thiel has already engineered his lieutenant, Alex Karp, onto the steering committee. Because he said, technology is a force that is even greater than Kissinger. As a matter of fact, he had Zbigniew Brzezinski called it the technotronic elite. Yeah, he saw it was going to be technology and electronics. We now call them the technocratic because they rule us through technology.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed
either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit via word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision. Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy, these are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force. So I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
Recent studies and reports have shown that pipes and plumbing are getting clogged and backed up with human waste and debris. This is from people flushing things that aren't meant to be flushed, like baby wipes and feminine products and safe sex products. And so this is resulting in pipes being backed up and clogged. Well, just like plumbing gets clogged and just like pipes get clogged, the human body gets clogged just like that. And you may be experiencing backup too. So if you want some relief, some explosive relief, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Oxy Powder. But let me warn you, this stuff is no joke. If you're experiencing some cloggage, some backup of your own, Oxy Powder from InfoWarsStore.com will clear it out. Guaranteed. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take care of your clogged plumbing with Oxy Powder.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, as we're talking about the people who do want to change the world and who have been very effective at doing so. I'll say one more thing about Bilderberg, and that's a great quote from 1975. C. Gordon Tether, writing for the Financial Times, and again, that was 21 years after they had met the first time. He said, "If the Bilderberg Group is not a conspiracy of some sort, it is conducted in such a way as to give a remarkably good imitation of one." Well, you can rest assured, it is a conspiracy. It isn't a theory. It is a conspiracy. These people have been conspiring together to consolidate world governance for quite some time. But I want to move from that now to talk about what's going on with the NSA
the attack, the ransomware attack in Baltimore, and what is happening with Julian Assange. They're all connected, quite frankly, because we see the NSA is now saying, don't blame us for the ransomware attack that's happened in Baltimore. Yes, it may be the tools that we designed. Yes, I know that we created these tools to make it look like we could be the bad guys. You know, we can impersonate people. You know, we can play all kinds of, it's hard enough to tell. You can't tell where something is coming from. So they've got all these other forensic things that they use to try to determine who is hacking when there's been some kind of a cyber assault. We were told that, right? When we looked at all this Russiagate stuff, they said, oh, well, look, you know, this looks like it was done on a Cyrillic keyboard. So it must be Russia. Well, it turns out there's an app for that. It's just that simple. The CIA created an app for that. The NSA created an app for that. And it was exposed by WikiLeaks in Vault 7. That's one of the things that they hate about WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. While they were selling this Russiagate narrative and saying, well, we've got forensic proof that it could only, you know, and this points directly to the Russians and goes, come on, you guys have an app for, as when I talked to John McAfee, even before Vault 7 was released, he said, of course, that's nonsense. Nobody would leave those kind of fingerprints. Common sense would tell you, spycraft would tell you that if you're going to hack into somebody, you're going to try to make yourself look like somebody else. So you can't determine when there's some kind of a cyber attack like that. You can't determine that it's the Russians who did it or the Chinese or the North Koreans or the Iranians or whoever the villain of the month is. You cannot make that determination. These people are too sophisticated. They can make it look like they're anybody. And then to back that up, that was common sense. That was John McAfee pointing that out. And then within a week or two, sure enough, boom, WikiLeaks has the manual for the specific app that was used by our intelligence service to look like they were anybody. So now here we are, and you have the city of Baltimore had had all their systems shut down in a ransomware attack. You know, pay us this money, or we're going to destroy all of your data. And they're looking at this and saying, well, you know, they're using this software that was in Vault 7. Because whoever leaked that software, and actually WikiLeaks was very responsible about it. First, what they did was they published the manual so that you could see what the capability of the software was. But of course, knowing that they had software that had the capability of masking their identity, of making themselves look like they were somebody that they weren't, that didn't give the actual code to anybody where they could actually do that. Other people did release that, though. And then after that had been circulating around the world for weeks or a couple of months or whatever, then WikiLeaks did finally publish that as well. But they were not the first ones to publish that. And they weren't the ones who got that. And again, we're talking about the same type of thing that has always been respected as a free press issue. If somebody steals something, some classified information from the government, the person who steals it can go to jail, but anybody who publishes what has been released cannot go to jail. Because if you go there, you have shut down the entire free press. And that's what the Department of Justice under President Trump is now trying to do. They're trying to come after Julian Assange for publishing information that was released to him by a whistleblower. And they've gone to extreme and ridiculous lengths to get 17 espionage charges against him. But the one charge that they're not coming after him against is kind of interesting. Because as we see the fallout of the tools that were created by the NSA, by the CIA, to do this kind of hacking, as that became public, now those tools have been used to come after Baltimore. So the NSA pulls back and says, well, it's not our fault. They knew about this for 2 years, and they should have fixed this. Okay, fine. Fine. Except this is a pattern that we've seen continuously, that our government creates something very destructive like these tools. Or maybe they create some kind of a weaponized special agent. You know, the CDC is always pulling in rare and lethal diseases, making them common and more lethal and more easily transmitted. They call them special agents. And so they weaponize very rare diseases that are out there. And then if the thing gets in the wild and it starts doing massive amount of damage, it's like, oh, you should have taken our vaccines or whatever. Really? Seriously? But that's the way that our government works. So I'm not quite buying this attempt to try to escape responsibility for this. They said the NSA shares the concerns of all law-abiding citizens. Except the NSA doesn't abide by the law itself, of course, right? All law-abiding citizens are concerned around the world about the threat posed by criminal, malicious cyber activity, such as the activity conducted by the NSA and the CIA. I would label that as criminal, malicious. Nevertheless, they said all of this, they said that they didn't have anything to do with this ransomware. It should have been fixed 2 years ago. And guess where they said this? At a cybersecurity conference hosted by CrowdStrike. Do you remember CrowdStrike? Does that name sound familiar to you? Those were the people who protected Hillary Clinton. Remember the FBI said, we'd like to know about these Clinton emails and so forth, or you're saying that you've been hacked at the DNC by Russia? And so they go to the people who are handling that for the DNC and for Hillary. It was CrowdStrike. And CrowdStrike says, these are not the computers you're looking for. Go away. And after using that Jedi mind trick on the FBI, they said, oh, yes, 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 we'll go away. Not exactly the same way they operate against Roger Stone, is it? They just said, you can't, I'm sorry, these are not the drives that you're looking for. Go away. And they did obediently go away. And then CrowdStrike told us exactly what had happened, even though nobody was allowed to see it. The FBI was not allowed to investigate it, but we were told by CrowdStrike. And so they're hosting these cybersecurity conferences and they're telling us, don't worry, the NSA didn't do anything. You know, they don't have any responsibility for these tools that they created, these tools that then got into the public sphere and are now being used to destroy all the data at Baltimore. Yeah, all of this criminal, malicious cyber activity. See, they developed tools where they would lie, cheat, steal. Remember Pompeo said that? He said, yeah, we lie, we cheat, we steal. As a matter of fact, play that clip we've got. You put together of Clapper, Hayden, and Pompeo. Go ahead and run that clip.
And when I was a cadet, what's the cadet motto at West Point? You will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It was like, we had entire training courses.
They had not only training courses, they had apps in order to do that as well.
NSA doesn't just listen to bad people. NSA listens to interesting people.
Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly.
Not wittingly. So I guess the NSA didn't wittingly create and release the tools that are now being used to destroy Baltimore and who else knows what else. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical vitamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like a great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Supermail Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
Welcome back. Now, we've got, it's kind of interesting situation as we look at this, Vault 7 that is now, after it got into the wild a couple of years ago, now it's being used to shut down all the Baltimore City computers with ransomware. And the NSA is saying, don't blame us. They had 2 years to fix it after these tools got into the wild, you know, the tools that we created so we could lie about who's behind a cyber threat, so we could cheat and steal information from people, so we could deceive you about the Russian hacking. And of course, this is all announced at a cyber conference conducted by CrowdStrike, the security shield for Hillary Clinton and the DNC. And yet people are looking at this as a Politico story. Assange will not face charges over his role in the devastating CIA leak, the leak of the Vault 7 information. And they're saying the decision surprised national security experts and some former officials, given the prosecutor's recent decision to go after the founder on multiple Espionage Act charges, 17 of them. And, of course, those were overreach, extreme overreach. And yet, why wouldn't they go after him for this? Well, there's a very good reason why they wouldn't do it. It's because they don't want to accept responsibility for the damage that their tools that were created to lie, cheat, and steal have done to other people. They want to separate themselves from it. Now, when Politico is talking about this, they say, well, you know, the CIA, you understand, they got a ticking time clock, they got a time frame here in which they got to put all these indictments together against Julian Assange, and so they're running up against the time clock here. Don't tell me they didn't have any control over that. Come on, it's not about that at all. It was, they determined when they were going to go in, when they're going to arrest him. They've had plenty of time to put together a lot of hokey charges under the Espionage Act. So if they really wanted to charge him with this, they would have thrown that in. It didn't take that long to put that in. Instead, the second reason that they put in is the real reason and the only reason, in my opinion. Prosecutors were worried about the sensitivity of the Vault 7 materials. The CIA has never officially confirmed the authenticity of the leaked documents, even though they're widely believed to be authentic. So they will not acknowledge, even to this day, that that was their stuff that is now in the wild and being used to take down Baltimore. That's why, not us. We didn't do that. That's the real reason, folks. Well, you know, maybe you don't care about Julian Assange. Maybe you don't care that these same people use these same types of tactics to come after President Trump. Maybe you don't care. You don't like Trump. You don't like Assange or whatever. So you don't care about this. Well, do you care that they're coming after your kids? Today, Monday, June 3rd, in New York, the first public schools in the U.S. will start using facial recognition. Today, it begins in New York, Western New York State. This is a system in the Lockport City School District. They will light up their Aegis system as part of a pilot project. The district has 8 schools. And one person who's talking about this and is very concerned about it says, well, I think the district is desperate not to begin another school year with this expensive system that they bought just sitting there. They were given this money by the state of New York and by the federal government and so forth. So they got a lot of money that's sitting there, and they feel like they've got to use this system because it looks bad if they're not doing anything with it. Aegis, they said, is an early warning system to inform the staff of threats, including guns or individuals who have been identified as not allowed in our buildings. But then they point out San Francisco just banned facial recognition technology in public spaces. San Francisco understands this technology better than anybody else, and they just banned it in that city. Why are we doing that here? Why are we doing that to our kids, as a matter of fact? You know, and why? These names mean something. Remember I talked about Palantir? Talked about Prism and so forth? You know, they consciously reference these things. That tells us something about these organizations and individuals and what their real agenda is when we look at what they name themselves, right? We got the Aegis system. And, of course, you know, there's been an Aegis radar system on naval ships for quite some time. It is a way to have fire control and to be able to target multiple targets. But it goes back to Greek mythology. The original Aegis was the shield of a Greek goddess that had the head of Gorgon on there, and it had all these different snakes that represented all these multiple points of attack or control or whatever. That's where we get the phrase under the aegis of, right? That's under the control of this or that. Yeah, it also can mean a shield. It is a shield for the government. It is a method to control or condition you and your kids. Just understand that. Control or guidance, is go back to the Merriam-Webster, Aegis. Control or guidance, especially under the aegis of the government. And that is precisely what they're doing. Creating a police state for your kids so they can accustom them to this from the earliest age, to live under a police state. They'll never know anything other than this, but it's early conditioning for your kids, police state, totalitarian conditioning. As a matter of fact, even more alarming, and to show you where this is all headed, conditioning these kids in the smart schools. That's what funded this. The
vehicles and autonomous trailers are operating.
Sorry, what was that? Okay. All right, straight clip there. We got the district used $1.4 million of $4.2 million allocated to it through New York's Smart Schools Bond Act. So what they did was they created a bond
Act, special tax bond, to fund a smart schools initiative, because these kids are going to be living in their smart cities. And if you want to know what the smart cities are going to be like, just take a look at their smart schools. Facial recognition, scanning, controlling everybody, a police state that they have created in their smart schools. That's going to be what these kids and you, if you live long enough, will be living in with their smart cities. And of course, this is not the only place this is rolling out. TSA-style body scanners are coming to the public square right now into your smart cities. I've said all along that the TSA was not simply about airports. It was going to be used for transportation completely. And when we look at controlling people and controlling their movement, now we're looking at body scanners in the public square. Why? Because you have no expectation of privacy, they say, in the public square. But, of course, the flip side of that was that you were supposed to be able to say anything you wanted to in the public square. Facebook says, sorry, you have no expectation of privacy because there is no privacy in the, quote, digital town square. That's their summary of what they do. So they have a digital town square. You have no privacy. That's the idea under which they can put all these surveillance cameras, under which they can put body scanners. But we've already had the Supreme Court say that even if the public square is privately owned, even if it's privately owned, you cannot stop people's free speech. But yet they're doing it that way. So they just pick and choose what they want from either side. One from column A, one from column B. And the whole intention is so they can feast on you. That is what's really happening here. So we look at this particular system. It is cynically called Liberty Defense. And they say their tagline is, we're going to protect communities and preserve peace of mind. No, they're not selling liberty. They're selling a false sense of security. They're going to be scanning the American public in real time, just as they do in communist China. That is really what we're looking at, folks. I didn't get a chance to get into Twitter banning Chinese dissidents right before the 30th anniversary of Tiananmen Square. Of course, that is tomorrow. We're going to talk about Tiananmen Square tomorrow. And we're going to talk about how the extreme vetting here in the United States is censoring any kind of speech under the pretense, of course, of the usual suspects. But, folks, if you want to support us here, we are the tip of the spear when it comes to trying to put people under the aegis of the government, under the aegis of Facebook and Google and so forth. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We still have our Memorial Day special, 40, 50, 60% off many different products. You can save 10% off of our 100% organic Wake Up America coffee. Just enter in the code Wake Up to save 10% off of our Wake Up America coffee. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Libertarian. And you can also find our archive videos at youtube.com/libertarian and on infowars.com/David-Knight-Show.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at infowars.com and newswars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news, today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you.
Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every InfoWarrior loves. Powered by iodine and nanosilver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.